This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. In Ukraine, there are growing concerns about Russian activity around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the latest.
President Zelensky mentioned in his latest speech and his latest statement on the situation at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Also, Ukrainian intelligence reports about additional mining inside the plant. So the risk is really as high as it was never before. And in Zaporizhzhia and Zaporizhzhia region, people are getting additional information about how to act if this would happen. So what to do, what would be the first response, how to prepare themselves and how to evacuate in case it's needed.
U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the U.S. Supreme Court's vote to strike down affirmative action a severe disappointment, but says it cannot become a permanent setback for diversity in education. The 6-3 ruling deems unconstitutional the use of universities of race as a factor in deciding which qualified applicants can be admitted. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has more.
President Biden, hours after the Supreme Court's ruling, said schools of higher education should keep a commitment to ensure their students come from diverse backgrounds that reflect all of America. Speaking at the White House, the president expressed concern the decision by the justices overturning decades of precedent could have ramifications beyond the classroom.
Companies who are already realizing the value of diversity should not use this decision as an excuse to turn away from diversity either.
Republicans are applauding the ruling. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the Supreme Court.
And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. French officials say more than 400 people were arrested Thursday as France experienced a third successive night of riots triggered by the fatal police shooting of a teenager of Moroccan and Algerian descent during a traffic stop. French President Emmanuel Macron has said the shooting was unjustifiable. Macron is expected to hold an emergency cabinet meeting Friday to discuss the crisis. The French news agency France Presse quoted the president as saying. Meanwhile, the Associated Press quoted prosecutors as saying the officer involved in the shooting has been preliminarily charged with voluntary manslaughter. The United States has said it is horrified by conditions in Ethiopia, where hundreds of hunger deaths have occurred as a massive theft of aid was taking place. Get more on that story from the AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The theft of aid in Ethiopia has been so significant that both the US and the UN have paused food aid for one-sixth of the country. The US and UN have not said who took part in the theft. However, aid workers have said Ethiopian government officials are deeply involved. The government denies this and has agreed to a joint investigation with the US while the UN's World Food Programme carries out a separate probe. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States is seeking to rejoin the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
U.S. officials say the decision to return was motivated by concern that China is filling the gap left by the U.S. in UNESCO policymaking, notably setting standards for artificial intelligence and technology education around the world. The U.S. and Israel stopped financing UNESCO after it voted to include Palestine as a member state in 2011, and the Trump administration decided in 2017 to withdraw from the agency altogether, citing anti-Israel bias and management problems. I'm Donna Water.
The trial against former Brazil leader Jair Bolsonaro resumes Friday after being suspended Thursday with 3-1 vote so far against Bolsonaro. The case could torpedo the political future of the former president. Judges are evaluating a case filed by Brazil's Democratic Labor Party, which claims the far-right leader abused his power by using government communication channels to promote his campaign and cast unfounded doubts on the country's electronic voting system. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.